It doesn't take an extraordinary experience to make health feel like an extraordinary blessing. Even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
So are you getting your mammograms regularly? Are you someone who's a little bit afraid and you don't kind of know what to expect? My guest is Dr. Stephen Simon. He's board certified in diagnostic radiology at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Simon. Let's talk about mammograms first, and why is it important? Is this still our gold standard?
Absolutely. Mammography is still a gold standard. There are a lot of tests out there, and a lot of people are mentioning things that they say they'd like you to get, but mammography is still the gold standard. There are decreased mortality from breast cancer in the last 20 years. It's gone down 34%, and that's all been as a result of mammography and the newer treatments that we have. And so mammography has done a fantastic job. And even so, in the last year, only 51% of women got a mammogram. And so if 100% got a mammogram, you can imagine how much better we'd be at finding breast cancer and how much healthier we'd be as a country.
So what is the current recommendation for getting a mammogram? When do you start, get your baseline, and then how often should you get them?
Well, the baseline is at age 40, and then after that it's once a year. And there are conflicting guidelines about that, and that's really been very unfortunate that in 2009, the United States Preventive Services Task Force came up with a recommendation that mammograms should only be done every other year and only from age 50 to 74, which would mean that a woman would only get 13 mammograms in her entire life. Now, this has been refuted by the American Cancer Society, the Society for Breast Imaging, American College of Radiology. The studies really do not support doing so few mammograms. And even so, the task force admitted that this would result in more women dying if you did use these guidelines of only every other year from 50 to 74. And so there's really no reason to do that. A lot of people, I'm sure, would say, oh, gosh, I can wait till age 50 and not have to start my mammograms so soon. But there are quite a few women who get breast cancer in the 40s. There's a lot more life ahead of you in the 40s, and so there's actually more benefit to it to get in the 40s. And the number of the mortality decrease has been greater for women in the 40s than it has been in the women over 50. The mortality decrease has been about 2% per year for women in their 50s and older, and it's been about 3% a year of decrease in mortality for women in their 40s. So we've done an excellent job of decreasing the amount of people who die from breast cancer in all ages and definitely in the 40s. And so you start at age 40 and then every year after that.
I remember when those recommendations came out, and I thought, you know, just as your risk increases with age and your hormone levels are changing, and that's when they're saying have less of them. And, you know, I wasn't going to go for that anyway. So when you go to get your mammogram and you say to your doctor, I want to get one every year for sure, and now with the new Affordable Health Care Act, you can get one. It's included in wellness visits. So I think that that's great, because they used to be, you know, kind of expensive. And so you had to decide if you could get it that year. How do you tell if you should get a digital or a film? Is there 3D? What are mammograms like right now, Dr. Simon?
Right now, I think most people are migrating to digital. Film mammograms were the standard for a long, long time, many, many decades. And in 2000, the first digital mammograms came out. And they're basically just like a digital camera that everyone uses just for regular pictures. But the resolution that you have to have for a mammogram is so much higher, and so it took them a lot longer to create a digital mammogram machine as opposed to just a digital camera. And the digital mammogram, besides everything else, has decreased dose of radiation at about three-quarters of the dose of film. And the digital mammograms never get lost. Before, we had film, and that piece of film was the only piece of information you had. And if that film was lost, the information from that day is gone forever. But this digital mammogram is stored on a server somewhere. It's backed up. It's there forever. And so it can be stored. It can be retrieved very easily. It can also be post-processed, which means that, let's say the mammogram is a little too dark, you can just change the contrast, change the brightness, make it lighter, or vice versa. And also, just in terms of the examination itself, the examination time is shorter, and so it's an easier test to do. So it's really much better than the film was. There's also other advantages to digital. It's significantly better in patients under 50 and patients with dense breasts, and as well as premenopausal or perimenopausal females.
So speaking about how the test is, you know, Dr. Simon, some women's reticence in getting one is that they've heard that it hurts. And especially if you have dense breasts or you're large-breasted or very small, that it hurts. I don't think it hurts that much, really. It's just a couple of seconds. Explain the process a little.
I mean, the process is very simple. I mean, there's just a plate that the breast is put on. Another plate is put on top of it, and the breast is compressed. And we do that because the smaller and thinner the breast is, the less radiation you have to use to get through it. And so we just compress it to a point where it's firm between the two paddles and take a picture, and it just takes that time to put it in, take the picture in, and you're out. So it's really not very bad at all. And if you really do have, let's say, painful breasts, there are also times you can do it in the month, let's say right after your period, it would be less tender usually. And also if you want to just take Tylenol before you came in, you could do that, and that would decrease any discomfort you had.
So when would a breast ultrasound be used? Is there advantages over mammogram or an MRI?
Well, the ultrasound, a lot of people have been touting that, and we have to remember that it is not a screening tool. The mammogram is still the screening tool of choice, still the gold standard. And ultrasound is not. So you should never say, well, I want to get an ultrasound instead of the mammogram. That just should not be done. The ultrasound is really good in discriminating cystic versus solid lesions. And so if you come in with a lump, let's say, and we use an ultrasound to determine what is going on with that lump, if that's a cyst, cysts are 100% benign. And so you can just stop right there and say, well, we know that it's benign, and you don't have to worry about it at all. If it's solid, we can look at it and see what it looks like in terms of its margins, configuration, and see if it looks very smooth or very irregular, and make some determination as to whether we think it's a benign nodule or a malignant nodule. It also can be used to evaluate focal pain, or if, let's say, you have a mammogram and there's a spot on the mammogram and we don't know what it is, we can ultrasound that and see what's going on in that spot. The other
so it doesn't replace it.
It does not replace mammography at all, no. It's an adjunct to mammography. It should only be used with mammography. It's not something that you should use as a screening tool.
And how do you decide where to get your mammogram done?
Well, the mammogram should be done at a facility that is has a large volume of cases. You don't want someone who just has just a general facility and they do a couple on the side. You should do use a facility where they do a lot of them. You should have a facility where they have what's called CAD, which is computer-aided detection. You want not only the radiologist's eyes, but you want the computer's eyes to look at it too. And the radiologist should be someone who is in a high-volume center, someone who reads a lot of mammograms, because they actually have done studies about this, that the more mammograms you read, the better you are. And so you want someone reading it who reads a lot, who's seen a lot of mammograms, who knows what's right and what's wrong. And then besides all of that, you want a center that has a comprehensive service. So you want some place that if you need a biopsy, you can get a biopsy. If you need an MRI, you can get an MRI. If you need a geneticist, if you need counseling, you should have that all in the same place. And so you should go to a center that really is a comprehensive center that can give you everything in one place.
Just as the Breast Center at Mission Hospital is. Now, in the last minute or less, Dr. Simon, please wrap up mammography breast imaging studies for us.
As I said before, the mammogram is still the gold standard. Ultrasound is just an adjunct at this time, but it is very useful. Mammography has done an excellent job in decreasing the mortality from breast cancer. It's decreased it 34%. In the last 20 years, We've done very well with it, and that's been with our regular regimen of starting at age 40 and having a mammogram every year. It's done a wonderful job. Only 51% of people have mammograms. It should be 100%, so if you haven't had a mammogram, go get one.
Great advice from Dr. Stephen Simon, board certified in diagnostic radiology at Mission Hospital. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number, for health.com. You're listening to Mission Radio. Go get your mammogram. It's certainly important now, as it always has been. This is Melanie Cole for Mission Radio. Thanks for listening.